A round of harsh recriminations seems certain for the Democrats, who had assumed that their coalition of minorities, college-educated white people, and young voters was destined only to grow as a share of the electorate, while the post-Trump GOP would be doomed to rely on a dwindling population of older, white, non-college-educated voters. Instead, Republicans appeared to have increased their share of the black and Latino vote. Democrats failed to topple any GOP incumbents in Texas and lost a congressional seat in New Mexico. Their hopes for a surge of college-educated suburban voters also fell short, suggesting that the GOP's attacks on liberal ideology proved effective in places like Oklahoma City and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Democrats need to ask themselves why someone like Joe Biden is an endangered species in the party, says Justin Guest, a political scientist at George Mason University and author of The New Minority, White Working Class Politics in an Age of Immigration and Inequality. Why is the party of experts, urban intellectuals, and woke social movement activists not producing candidates who can mobilize people in Montana, Ohio, North Carolina? It just doesn't look like a national party. Republicans, even if they lose the presidency, are likely to feel emboldened to continue pursuing Trump's themes. Donald Trump isn't going away, says Buck, the former Ryan advisor. He's still going to be the leader of the party and the biggest voice, and he'll at least flirt with the idea of running again. It's going to continue to be a populist, grievance-fueled party. Some elections mark a breakthrough. The emergence of a new American majority after years of conflict and gridlock, a landslide like Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1932 or Ronald Reagan's in 1980 would have signaled a nation ready to move on from its cultural and ideological cleavages and seek some way forward together. Instead, it looks more bitterly split than ever. There was a substantial political divide in this country before Donald Trump was elected, Ridge says. His presidency has exacerbated that divide to an almost unimaginable degree. But that did not begin with Donald Trump, and it will not end with him either.